So I want to finish out and ask for your thoughts about one other non-melanoma skin cancer, which is squamous cell cancer, and sort of what the epidemiology of that is, particularly as it relates to oncologists and where we are today with therapy, and particularly the issue of checkpoint inhibitors.
Yeah, so squamous cell cancer of the skin is again, much more common entity than melanoma, being on the order of 300,000 to 400,000 cases annually in the U.S. Again, whereas melanoma is associated with high-intensity sunburns, squamous cell cancers are really associated with long-term exposure to ionizing radiation or UV light over the course of one's life, so that people often develop multiple of these lesions later in life in their 60s and 70s. Again, these are generally speaking easily managed with local resection, either by Mohs surgery or even sometimes a surgical resection, but they can usually manage locally. Unfortunately, they can develop as locally recurrent lesions after surgery, and a small fraction do develop metastatic disease. And most commonly, that will be to regional lymph nodes and or to the lung. And management of locally advanced or metastatic squamous cell carcinoma from the skin follows algorithms actually that are fairly similar to what is more commonly thought of as oropharynx head and neck cancer. And so we think about platinum-based chemotherapy, we think about radiation, we think about EGFR inhibitors like cetuximab, but most recently we really started to focus on the utility of immunotherapy in that space because it's been known for quite a while and it completely makes sense that the driving etiology of these lesions is the tremendous amount of sun damage. So the number of mutations that we see in squamous cell cancers of the skin are dramatically high. And so following along on the research underpinning the utility of checkpoint blockade in other cancers, there's a hypothesis then that PD-1-based immunotherapy might be quite effective in squamous cell carcinoma of the skin, given the number of putative mutations or neoantigens that might be present.
Can you comment on the recent data on cemiplimab for squamous cell carcinoma?
At ASCO was the first presentation of a PD-1 antibody specifically in squamous cancer of the skin. And there we did see a quite dramatic response rate on the order of 50%. And actually in a subset was 70% of patients responding. And larger data series are coming forward with one agent now being granted a breakthrough designation for squamous cell carcinoma of the skin. It was presented at ASCO.
But this is just squamous of the skin, or has it been used in other cancers?
Well, their trial is in other cancers as well.
Wow, that is interesting. Fascinating.
We should note that subsequent to recording this discussion, nivolumab was approved for the adjuvant treatment of patients with melanoma with involvement of lymph nodes or in patients with metastatic disease who have undergone complete resection. Nivolumab was previously approved for the treatment of patients with unresectable or metastatic melanoma. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Dermatologic Oncology Update.